A fixture of the Alabama political scene will soon be no longer. Spencer Backus has served in Congress since 1993, but this year the Vestavia Hills Republican is retiring. He's one of 24 incumbents to step down this term. Congressman Backus joins us in our studios to reflect on his time in Washington. Congressman, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Sarah.
Tell us, why are you retiring?
I think it's time for someone else, it was just the right thing to do. It was a family decision. It's been a pleasure and an honor to serve the state of Alabama, and it's something I'll always cherish.
With congressional approval ratings at all-time lows and political infighting, how much of that influenced your decision to retire now?
Not so much, as I just felt it was my time. If anything, I think I'm one that likes to bring people together and heal some of the divisions in our country, and that may have actually weighed against my decision and may have kept me in Congress two more years than I was there.
How has Congress changed since you were first elected in the 1990s?
Well, it's changed as my district has changed. When I was elected, it was a swing district, included most of Birmingham. It included the affluent, people living in poverty, Democrats, Republican, management, labor. Today, it's pretty much what people would call, some people call it a Tea Party district, although, you know, I wouldn't characterize it. You know, that's a stereotype like anything else. But it's very a Republican. Politically, it's tough to represent the middle and to try to bring people together. It's different.
Is it different in a good way or different in a bad way?
Different in a bad way, because your constituents don't really reflect the country as a whole. So you tend to maybe just get one view or represent one view.
Is compromise a dirty word, in your opinion, when it pertains to Congress?
No. In fact, when the country's divided, there's even a more need to talk. And Democrats as well as Republicans will tell you that President Obama really hadn't had a dialogue with Congress.
What was your greatest frustration during your time in Congress?
Not being able to solve our debt crisis. We're basically spending our grandchildren's money. And we've had Joint Chiefs of Staff members that said the greatest threat to our national security is not some overseas enemy. It's our budget crisis.
So what's it going to take to get things turned around?
I continue to say that districts ought to be drawn in not to create a sameness to every district. They ought to be drawn geographically. Look at a congressional map in any district, and it looks like a jigsaw puzzle gone wild.
What was your greatest accomplishment during your time in Washington?
Locally, the National Cemetery is easily, I think, the thing I'm most proud of, particularly when I attend a funeral there. I see what it means to our veterans, the sacrifice of people who have risked their lives and often died for our country.
So what would you want people to know about what it's like to work in Congress?
It's an amazing honor, and when you walk across to vote and you look up at that Capitol at night and you know, the moon is behind it and the lights are on it, it never fails to just fascinate me and me of all people to be here. It's just staggering. And it's an awesome job. That may be an overworked phrase, but it's an awesome job. And I'm not leaving because of saying it's a lousy job or it's a great job. I've enjoyed it, and I'll miss it. But I felt 22 years in one place in the House, it was time to step down.
Representative Spencer Backus has served in the Alabama 6th Congressional District since 1993. This is his final term in office. Representative Backus, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.